With Cardinal World Series champ Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji, I'm Randy Carricker. It is the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. And the St. Louis Battlehawks were supposed to play a home game against the hated Tampa Bay Vipers this weekend. Unfortunately, the season truncated by the coronavirus, but we're going to have Battlehawks football here for the next few years. And joining us right now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line is St. Louis Battlehawks linebacker Terrence Garvin. Terrence, thanks for taking some time with us this afternoon. How you doing? You hanging in there?
Yeah, I'm hanging in here, man. I'm staying healthy, washing my hands, but I'm doing well. How you doing?
We're doing all right, man. Terrence, where are you riding out the storm? Where are you at in the world right now?
I'm in Virginia right now, and I'm kind of just hanging out. You know what I mean? I'm just chilling.
They've locked it down pretty big in Virginia, haven't they?
Yeah, I think it's really everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, everywhere is locked down from what I'm seeing.
So
I don't know. I really don't go too far. You know what I mean? I kind of just chill. So.
I told these guys it was a little embarrassing that my life hasn't changed that much since the quarantine. I kind of do the same stuff. I just go back and forth. I want to know, and I know that over the years in the NFL, I'm sure you had some sort of experience when it came to St. Louis, but what was your experience like here, man? Being a part of the Battlehawks, being a part of this community that, I don't know if you could tell, was loving having some football back here.
It was cool. It was cool. The community's great. You know what I mean? The Battlehawks community definitely came out large for the games. You know what I mean? The fans were amazing. It's a city, I say, that definitely needs a pro team. You know what I mean? You can tell, like, I guess in the Rams and losing the Rams, you could feel the void. You could feel like how much they loved football, how much they wanted to be out there for us, like the pregame with the parade and everything. Like, it just was crazy, like, every game. So it's like, I definitely think the city needs a pro team. It's a city that's, it's a great city. It's just a great city.
Was the atmosphere what you expected it to be?
It was more than I expected it to be. Like, I didn't really, you know what I mean? I didn't really know what to expect. You know what I mean? But in seeing that, like, it was just more than you would expect. Like, it was so many people. I believe the next game, the next home game, was supposedly going to have like 40,000-50,000 out there. So it's like, that's amazing. That's crazy. You know what I mean? That's a great environment. That's a great atmosphere. It's like, that's a pro city. So I thought it was great.
Terrence Garvin, Battlehawks linebacker, with us on 101 ESPN. Terrence, what did you think of the quality of play? You spent a lot of years with a lot of teams in the National Football League, played college football at a high level. What did you think of the quality of the play in the XFL?
I thought it was really to me, honestly, it was a minor league. It's like a G League. To me, it's like trying to get you back into the NFL or trying to still play football. It's a lot of good people out here that can play football that's just not in the NFL right now for different reasons, whether it's, you know, just different reasons. So it's like, it's a lot of good people who can play. And you can see a league like that with a lot of good people who can play this good football. And it's a good chance to show your skill set. It's a good chance to just keep playing football. You know what I mean? So I thought it was really good. I thought it was really good. It was a good league. To me, like, everything was going well. It's unfortunate this virus cut it short that we weren't able to finish it out. But I thought it was really good league.
So, Terrence, is that what keeps you motivated in general? I mean, once you get a taste of playing at the highest level, and you did so for multiple years, I mean, when you play in the NFL, you want back there so bad. Is that what keeps you working your tail off to get back, is that carrot of the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, that's what you're trying to do. So you're trying to get back into the NFL. Or you're trying to show that you can play. Everybody's in that for different reasons. You know what I mean? Me personally, like, I do try to show I can still play. I try to show that I can run a defense. I can still make plays. You know what I mean? So it's like, personally, I try to show I can play to get back into the NFL. I would love to get back into the NFL. But it's a league, like, you know what I mean? I would play in it. I think it's really a good league. I think it's good football. It's good players in it. And you meet good coaches. Like, we have pro coaches in there. You know what I mean? Coaches that really knew what they were doing, that really you could talk to and, like, you could learn from. So it was more than just the football. It was the connections and the, you know what I mean, the atmosphere of being in it. It was good.
A number of XFL players, with the season being officially canceled, have been available for NFL teams to pick up, and one of your teammates, the quarterback Jordan Tamu, getting picked up by the Kansas City Chiefs. What did you see out of him this year?
He's athletic. He can move around. He's smart. I think he'll do really well. I think he's an NFL quarterback. I think he can definitely play and compete over there. So I think he'll do well. I think he's young, so he'll continue to grow. So it's an opportunity for him. Like, more than anything, it's an opportunity. So I think he'll take advantage of it, and I think he'll do really well. I think he's a good player.
Hey, Terrence, great to hear that you're doing okay and staying safe in Virginia. Hopefully we'll have the Battlehawks back and have you back next year as a member of the Battlehawks. Best of luck with everything you're going through there, and hopefully we'll be able to see you soon.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.